The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for the weekend of Friday, November 14th through Sunday, November 16th, this 33rd and final Sunday in Ordinary Time for 2025. It's our 497th broadcast at the still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. This program originates on the radio Friday at noon. We encore Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs, and I guarantee you will be able to this week as compared to last week by going to amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org before airtime on Friday, and you can listen to it at your own leisure or rewind it and listen to portions again throughout the course of your schedule, no matter what it might be. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. I'm also host of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, powered by Cap'n, brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. We're going to get you caught up with a whole bunch of diocesan news, and it is still really busy in our part of the world as we draw closer to the end of Ordinary Time and prepare to begin Advent here in just a couple of weeks. So we'll share a bunch of diocesan news with you, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer as well, starting now, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer. Let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. We've got some really nice-looking crops that are being harvested. Went through Dimmitt a couple of days ago, and it looked like snow north of town with the cotton crop being so beautiful and so ready to be harvested. There's some beautiful sorghum out there. Corn is just about done being harvested. Let's pray for continued favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers as they continue to bring home the harvest. Give them room as they drive in the highways and byways. You see those slow-moving vehicles with the orange triangles. Give them a little extra room on the highways and byways as they make their way from field to field to bring in this year's harvest. And if we get some rain, God's will be done. He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed. Continue to pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Also, please continue to pray for the eight men who are continuing to discern a vocation to the permanent diaconate, and by the grace of God, these men will be ordained to the diaconate on Saturday, December 6th during a 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington. We pray for Gabriel Bermudez of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Amarillo, Jesus Chaconin of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church Amarillo, Jesus Martinez of San Jose Church Hereford, Todd Murray of San Jose Church Hereford, Rudy Munoz of St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa, Dwayne Rickwartz of St. Hyacinth's Church Amarillo, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz of St. Anne's Church Canyon, and Martin Ruiz and his wife Margarita of San Jose Church in Hereford. Keep these men and their families in your prayers as they prepare for their ordination to the permanent diaconate by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich. Again, the ordination mass is on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. We'll talk more about that during the course of this program, but continue to pray for them and pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we will do just that in our final segment of this week's program. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the uncertain, the broken, and the disturbed. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular program. All right, let's mount the soapbox for just a moment here. I know we just got finished voting for constitutional amendments back on November 4th, but guess what? It's time to start thinking midterms. And I know that we're already getting mail from candidates for the primaries in March. Hard to believe, but yeah, they start early, don't they? So if you haven't done so, you need to make sure you're registered to vote in the midterms, especially in the primaries in March, the runoffs that will probably occur after that, and the election itself on Tuesday, November 3rd next year. Yes, we're already looking ahead to next election cycle. Get yourself registered. Make sure you are registered. I think most voter registration cards anyway expire at midnight on New Year's Day. So make sure you get yourself registered to vote. Start doing your homework on the candidates that are going to be running for office and the issues that are affecting us. And then make an informed decision at the ballot box. As Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in all elections. So make sure you get yourself registered, do your homework, and be prepared to vote. Again, as Catholics, we're morally obligated to vote in all elections, and we'll see you at the ballot box. A reminder, the newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, dated Sunday, November 23rd, will be sent out as a flock note on Monday morning between 6 and 8 o'clock. So if you're a flock note subscriber, be looking for that. That will be coming out on Monday morning between 6 and 8, and that leads us to the big issue of the year, the annual Christmas issue, and we'll talk more about the Christmas issue on next week's program of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And a little housekeeping for this program. This program and next week's program are the final programs for the month of November. We're getting 2 weeks off after that. We take off traditionally for Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be off the following weekend for the Christmas Share-a-thon here on Catholic Radio, which means we won't be back with a brand new program until the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. So again, program this week and a program next week, and then we take 2 weeks off, and then we'll have two programs in December, and then we'll be taking two more weeks off for Christmas and the Solemnity of Mary, and then we'll be back with a brand new slate of programs in January of 2026. We're 7.5 minutes into this week's program. Let's get you up to date with some things that are going on in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we'll start with our page one stuff, because sometimes we never get a chance to really promote the page one stuff. Let's do that this week. The Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring, continues to offer a contemplative power hour on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Adoration from 11 until 11:30, then the recitation of the rosary at 11:30, and contemplative prayer at noon. There's no charge, and if you're attending, you're encouraged to stay for the entire time or for a portion, depending on your schedule. For additional information, please call the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. The public's invited to attend and take part in a Eucharistic Holy Hour Tuesdays and Thursdays at St. Hyacinth's Church. That starts at 5:30 at 4500 West Hills Trail. The hour begins with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, followed by a homily, silent meditation, common prayer, and concluding with benediction. Mass follows at 6:30 on Tuesday evenings. If you need to know more, get in touch with the parish office at St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, 806-358-1351. The English as a Second Language ESL program at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle in need of volunteers. The program needing volunteers willing to tutor students in a class setting or individually. For additional information about the ESL program, get in touch with Ashley Palala. She's the program coordinator, 806-376-4571. For those that are shut-ins or have shut-ins in their family or nursing homes or whatever the case might be, we do have an option for you for Sunday Mass. Guadalupe Radio now rebroadcasting the 9:30 a.m. Sunday Mass from St. Mary's Cathedral. That rebroadcast of the Mass happens at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoons following the rebroadcast of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Since Catholic Radio debuted in the Diocese of Amarillo February February 14th, 2006, on the feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius. This station has broadcast many masses from St. Mary's Cathedral, including the dedication of the current church on September 11th, 2009, the massive elevation to cathedral status March 25th, 2011, the annual Chrism Mass, the 40th anniversary of priestly ordination mass for Bishop Patrick J. Zurich, 7 and soon to be 8 diaconate ordination masses, and a number of masses of ordination to the priesthood. Now, for additional information about the mass broadcast, get in touch with St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204. And by the way, do this for your loved ones. Sponsor a mass. Mass sponsorships are available at $100 per mass. The Catholic Community Scripture Study, which began in September 1990, now meeting on Wednesday mornings, 9:45 to 10:45, at its original location, St. Hyacinth's Church, 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo. As in the past, the weekly gathering focuses on the scripture insights from At Home with the Word for a preview of the coming Sunday scriptures. Everyone is welcome on any Wednesday morning that he or she can attend. If you need to know more, get in touch with Teresa Hunt. Her telephone number, 806-676-9445. The prison ministry team in the Diocese of Amarillo continuing to recruit ordained deacons and or lay volunteers for this very special ministry. You know, prison ministry is a corporate work of mercy. Those interested in this ministry are asked to get in touch with Deacon Blaine Westlake at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. His telephone number, 806-383-2243, extension 117. A reminder that the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper, is now a digital publication. Now, what we do is we put out a limited number of newspapers to each parish, and they're available on a first-come, first-served basis. So next weekend, you'll be able to get yourself a copy of the paper at your local parish. Now, the newspaper is not being mailed out to individuals except for some very specific reasons, such as shut-ins. Now, if you're one that still likes to get your hands dirty reading a newspaper, and it's kind of a lost art these days, if a person requests a paper copy be mailed to their house, you will be required to pay the $25 annual subscription fee directly to the diocese, not to the parish. Get in touch with your parish for additional information on how you can pick up a printed version. By the way, after we get the papers back, papers are available at the Diocesan Pastoral Center in the lobby, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, during regular business hours at the Pastoral Center, and also during regular business hours on a limited basis at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring, both here in Amarillo. For additional information or to add shut-ins who need the newspaper, get in touch with the Diocesan Development Office, 806-383-2243. Volunteers are still needed to assist at the market on Tierra Blanca. That's a ministry of St. Helens Outreach at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. The market on Tierra Blanca, which opened in 2024, is the only full-service food pantry in Randall County. It's open Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday mornings from 9 until noon. For additional information about St. Helens Outreach or to volunteer to help in the market on Tierra Blanca, get in touch with Glenn Bacchus, 806-655-3302. Volunteers are still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. This commitment really doesn't require a lot of time, according to Elma Fletcher, and training is provided. Now, if you're interested in volunteering, get in touch with Elma Fletcher. Her telephone number, 806-206-4496. That's 806-206-4496. And we'll continue with more in the way of diocesan news in our second segment. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we never stop praying for rain in this portion of Christ's vineyard. Let us continue to pray for much needed rain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your Holy Child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for the protection of unborn babies. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you who faithfully visit and fulfill with your presence the Church and the history of men, you who in the miraculous sacrament of your body and blood render us participants in divine life and allow us a foretaste of the joy of eternal life, we adore and bless you. Prostrated before you, source and lover of life, truly present and alive among us, we beg you. Reawaken in us respect for every unborn life. Make us capable of seeing in the fruit of the maternal womb the miraculous work of the Creator. Open our hearts to generously welcome every child that comes into life. Bless all families, sanctifying the union of spouses, rendering fruitful their love. Accompany the choices of legislative assemblies with the light of your Spirit, so that peoples and nations may recognize and respect the sacred nature of life, of every human life. Guide the work of scientists and doctors so that all progress contributes to the integral well-being of the person and no one endures suppression or injustice. Give creative charity to administrators and economists so they may realize and promote sufficient conditions so that young families can serenely embrace the birth of new children. Console the married couples who suffer because they are unable to have children, and in your goodness provide for them. Teach us all to care for orphaned or abandoned children so that they may experience the warmth of your charity, the consolation of your divine heart. Together with Mary, your mother, the great believer in whose womb you took on our human nature, we wait to receive from you, our only true good and Savior, the strength to love and serve life, in anticipation of living forever in you, in communion with the Blessed Trinity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we spend a lot of time talking about many great organizations that do so much for so many here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's talk about another great ministry that needs to be publicized more often, and that is Kobe Prison Retreats. This is a great opportunity for those of you who are members of the Knights of Columbus, of the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement. These are the people that are being asked to serve as volunteers for Kobe Prison Retreats in our diocese. Catholic volunteers bring into the prisons training materials, literature, and videos, all with the purpose of educating inmates about the Catholic faith and answering those who have shown an interest in learning more about the Catholic faith after attending a retreat. The Kobe retreats are named after St. Maximilian Kobe, the patron saint of prisoners. St. Maximilian was a Polish conventional Franciscan friar who was sent to Auschwitz during World War II in 1941, when Nazi guards selected 10 people to be put into an underground bunker to be starved to death in punishment for a prisoner escaping in July 1941. Father Kobe volunteered to die in the place of one of the men selected. Father Kobe died August 14, 1941 after a lethal injection of carbolic acid. He was canonized as a saint by Pope, now St. John Paul II, on October 10, 1982. This is your chance to minister to our brothers in white who are incarcerated who want to hear more about Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, prison ministry is also one of the corporal works of mercy. For more information or to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842. His number again, 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization, and all donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. And we thank you for considering to be a part of this very worthy ministry in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Segment 2 of episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications and Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our country, the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with more in the way of diocesan news. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich has added 4 additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for the 2025 Jubilee year, which, by the way, ends on the Feast of the Epiphany, Tuesday, January 6th. So if you haven't been to these Pilgrimage of Hope locations, we encourage you to please take care of that here in the next couple of weeks. Those 4 locations are St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo, representing the Central Deanery; Immaculate Heart of Mary Church at 411 Ware Avenue in Groom, representing the East Deanery; Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia, representing the South Deanery; and Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox in Dumas, representing the North Deanery. These parishes are in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite all young women in the Diocese of Amarillo between the ages of 15 and 25 to encounters at St. Francis Convent, 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue here in Amarillo, Saturday afternoons between 3 and 5. Those under 18 years of age will be required to bring a permission note from a parent. The encounters are bilingual and include a number of activities, including prayer, sharing of experiences, adoration, worship, pastries, crafts, discussions of themes relevant to young women, and other activities. If you need to know more, get in touch with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, 806-383-5769. It's an annual tradition at the Amarillo Civic Center just before Thanksgiving, the annual Community Prayer Breakfast. This year, the 36th annual Community Prayer Breakfast on Tuesday, November 21st at the Amarillo Civic Center. Julie Miller, Executive Director and co-founder of the Adara Foundation, will be the keynote speaker. Tickets for the prayer breakfast, $10 apiece, available at the door or online at amaprayerbreakfast.org. amaprayerbreakfast.org. Tables of 8 are available for sponsorship at $250 apiece. Serving lines for the meal open at 6 a.m. with the program beginning at 6:45. Julie Miller has worked with children and families professionally and personally for over 40 years. Not only did she raise and educate her own 6 children, she also has trained other women in parenting and educating their children. She owns a bachelor's in social work and a master's in public leadership from the University of North Texas in Dallas. She also serves as an adjunct professor major in Neely Business School at TCU. And again, if you need to know more about the annual Community Prayer Breakfast, go online to amaprayerbreakfast.org, amaprayerbreakfast.org for all the details. And let's go ahead and talk about this because it's going to be something that will dominate our diocesan news for the next year, and that is the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo. We will begin our year-long celebration of the centennial on Friday, December 5th with a 5:30 p.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will preside at the Mass. Priests of the diocese will begin celebrating and deacons will be assisting. Do keep in mind, this will be the only Mass celebrated on Friday, December 5th in the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Father Lawrence John, JCL, the Vicar General and Rector at St. Mary's Cathedral. During the Mass, the centennial candle will be blessed and lit for the first time. After the Mass, each pastor will receive a candle to be lit during the weekend Masses in their own parishes and missions, symbolizing our unity and faith and our shared journey as a diocesan family. The kickoff Mass is one of many, many events and celebrations that will be taking place throughout the Diocese of Amarillo to mark its centennial, which will culminate in a massive Thanksgiving to celebrate the 100th anniversary on Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m., also at St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Lawrence puts it in this context, and I'm happy to quote him. As we look toward this momentous occasion, we are invited to reflect on the very heart of our journey as a diocesan family. Faith anchors us, hope guides us, communion strengthens us, and mission sends us. 100 years of walking together in Christ. Cherishing this moment in our shared history, we give thanks for the grace to witness the 100th year of our diocese, a true milestone and a blessing. Together, clergy, religious, and laity, let us gather for the centennial celebrations to thank God for his enduring faithfulness. According to the Diocesan Archives and AmarilloDiocese.org, the Diocese of Amarillo is composed of the top 26 counties of the Texas Panhandle, comprising approximately 25,800 square miles. The first evidence of a Catholic presence in this area, 1541, when the Spanish explorer Francisco Vázquez de Coronado was searching for Cibola, the seven cities of gold, or if you prefer, Cibola. On the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, Fray Juan de Padilla, a Spanish Franciscan friar accompanying the Coronado expedition, offered Mass in the environs of Paladura Canyon, south of Amarillo. Fray Juan was the first martyr on U.S. soil. He died while evangelizing to the native people in what is now present-day Kansas on November 30th, 1542. The Diocese of Amarillo was originally part of the Diocese of Guadalajara, Mexico, then Linares, Mexico, New Orleans, and then the Texas Diocese of Galveston and Dallas before being established as a diocese on August 3rd, 1926. Since that August 3rd, 1926 creation date, two dioceses have been formed from its original territory, the Diocese of San Angelo, which was erected on October 16th, 1961, and the Diocese of Lubbock, which was erected on March 25th, 1983. Bishop Zurich is the eighth bishop of the diocese. He's the longest serving bishop in our so far 99-year history of this diocese. Other bishops who have served the Diocese of Amarillo, the first one, Bishop Rudolph A. Gerken from 1927 to 1933, Bishop Robert Emmett Lucy from 1934 to 1941, Bishop Lawrence J. Fitzsimon, 1941 to 1958, Bishop John L. Morkowski, 1956 to 1963, Bishop Lawrence M. DeFalco, 1963 to 1979, Bishop Leroy T. Matheson, 1980 to 1997, and Bishop John W. Yanta, 1997 to 2008. Now, this Mass is scheduled to be live-streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website, so be looking for details on their website, and look for additional information about upcoming celebrations, noting the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo at AmarilloDiocese.org, WestTexasCatholic.org, on the Diocesan Facebook page, which is Amarillo Diocese, in parish bulletins, and on Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo as well. Tickets for a raffle to benefit the 2026 Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC, and the World Youth Day 2026 2027 delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo are now available. The tickets are $10 each. The drawing takes place at 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 10th, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. The top prize in the drawing are four tickets to the Los Angeles Chargers-Dallas Cowboys game Sunday, December 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Second prize, an Apple iPad Air. Third prize, a 55-inch television. Fourth prize, an Apple smartwatch. Fifth prize, a one-cup Keurig coffee maker. And sixth prize is an Echo Dot. Tickets for the drawing can be purchased online at covenantteen.com/annual-raffle by using a credit card or Venmo. Tickets can also be purchased in the Diocesan Youth Office at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, during regular business hours. Now let's talk World Youth Day 2027 in Seoul. If you're interested in attending that great event and would like to represent the Diocese of Amarillo and our Diocesan delegations, well, you need to start raising funds for the pilgrimage right now. You need to contact the Diocesan Youth Office. You do need to pre-register for World Youth Day at amarillodiocese.org/registration-process. For those graduating in 2027, Oscar Guzman says this would be a great senior trip. We encourage you to pre-register now, start fundraising, and you can get all the details about that at amarillodiocese.org/WYD-fundraiser. That's amarillodiocese.org/WYD-fundraiser. Otherwise, for more information about the drawing or to purchase tickets, get in touch with Oscar Guzman during regular business hours at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243, extension 118, 806-383-2243, extension 118. St. Mary's Cathedral continuing an Honoring Your Grief series Tuesday evenings. This will go through the fall, this coming Tuesday, November 18th, 6 until 7:30. The course is open to anyone who has experienced a death prior to this past August. It'll be offered in classroom number 3. Facilitators for the course are Davlin Dusterhouse and Angela Keller. Need to know more? Maybe you'd like to get registered? Get in touch with Angela Keller. Her telephone number 830-998-4076. Brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about the 16th Harvest of Blessings Gala coming up on Friday, November 21st at Chateau to benefit the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light. We'll talk more about that and more Diocesan news as we continue with episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. And thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our friends who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal and merciful Father, I give you thanks for the gift of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, who offered his life on the cross for all mankind. I thank you also for the gift of the Catholic faith in which I share. Help me to grow in faithfulness to you by prayer, by works of charity and penance, and by regular participation in the sacraments of penance and the Holy Eucharist. You gave St. Monica a spirit of selfless love, manifested in her constant prayer for the conversion of her son Augustine. Inspired by boundless confidence in your power to move hearts and by the success of her prayer, I ask for the grace to initiate her constancy in my prayer for those who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In your mercy and kindness, O Lord, grant that they may be open to the promptings of your Holy Spirit to return to your love and mercy in the communion of your church. Grant also that my prayer be ever hopeful and that my witness be ever joyful. And grant me, O Lord, the grace never to judge the motives of another person, for you alone can read what is in our hearts. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In every need, let me come to you with humble trust, saying, Jesus, help me. In all my doubts, perplexities, and temptations, Jesus, help me. In hours of loneliness, weariness, and trials, Jesus, help me. In the failure of my plans and hopes, in disappointments, troubles, and sorrows, Jesus, help me. When others fail me and your grace alone can assist me, Jesus, help me. When I throw myself on your tender love as a Father and Savior, Jesus, help me. When my heart is cast down by failure at seeing no good come from my efforts, Jesus, help me. When I feel impatient and my cross irritates me, Jesus, help me. When I am ill and my head and hands cannot work and I am lonely, Jesus, help me. Always, always, in spite of weakness, falls, and shortcomings of every kind, Jesus, help me and never forsake me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin the second half of episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A reminder, we bought back WestTexasCatholic.org in addition to AmarilloDiocese.org. WestTexasCatholic.org keeps you up to date with what's happening in the Diocese of Amarillo. When you visit WestTexasCatholic.org, scroll down to the left. You're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. The latest issue is dated October 19th. There's two sections of that. Go to the right of that link, you're going to find a link to archived editions of the newspaper going back to our return to the diocese in August of 2009. To the right of that, you're going to find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday. We will let you know about that in a Facebook post. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. And as you scroll lower, you'll find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register. Please bookmark our site, WestTexasCatholic.org, WestTexasCatholic.org, and also make sure if you haven't already, bookmark our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org. Visit often, keep up with what's going on here in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's let's get you up to date with diocesan news. Tickets remain for the 16th Harvest of Blessings Gala, benefiting the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light. That's coming up Friday, November 21st, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Chateau Event and Wedding Venue at 22001 Southeastern near Paladura Canyon. Now, tickets for the evening are $125 each. This includes a meal served between 7 and 8 o'clock of marinated seared sirloin or Hawaiian chicken with teriyaki glaze catered by Feldman's Wrong Way Diner and Canyon. The evening will also include homemade Just-A-Bite desserts, a silent auction, Calcutta boards, and handmade crafts. Music will be provided by a mobile DJ, the same one they've had the last couple of years. Each ticket admits two for dinner and is one entry for the drawing. Winners need not be present to win. Now, the grand prize in a reverse drawing is going to be a $7,500 Visa gift card. And sponsorships are still available for the fundraiser. They include St. Francis sponsorship for $5,000. You can be a St. Elizabeth sponsor for $3,000 or a St. Anthony sponsor for $1,200. Proceeds from the evening supporting the work and life of the sisters and its Bearers of the Light building campaign. Now, for more information about the campaign or the evening itself, please go online to panhandlefranciscans.org/campaign. Now, for tickets, to inquire about sponsorships or additional information for the Harvest of Blessings Gala on Friday, November 21st, get in touch with Sister Mary Michael Hoosman in Panhandle, 806-537-3182, extension 3. Chateau Event and Wedding Venue at 22001 Southeastern. It's near the entrance of Paladura Canyon. Now, to get there, you'll take I-27 South and take exit 106 toward TX217/Canyon/Paladura Canyon State Park. You'll merge onto the I-27 Service Road South, and then you'll turn left onto TX217. East 4th Avenue and travel 6.1 miles. Then you'll turn left onto Southeastern/Pipeline Road and you'll travel a half mile north to the venue, which will be on your right-hand side of the road. The Christian Mother Society at Holy Family Church in Nazareth serving its annual Thanksgiving dinner Sunday, November 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Nazareth Community Hall at 104 First Street. Adult tickets $15 apiece. Children 10 and younger are $10 each. The meal includes turkey and dressing with all the trimmings and homemade desserts. A raffle will also take place during the meal. Now, there's also going to be a holiday arts and crafts bazaar sponsored by the Nazareth Arts Club that goes from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the CCD building, which is adjacent just east to Holy Family Church at 205 2nd Street. If you need to know more about the arts and crafts bazaar, maybe you'd like to reserve a booth, get in touch with Elaine Kern, 806-240-1453. That's 806-240-1453. During a 41-day period that ended on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception on December 8, 1945, the Italian prisoners of war stationed at Camp Hereford decorated St. Mary's Church in Umbarger with artwork that continues to evoke a varied range of emotions nearly 80 years later. Well, this fall, St. Mary's Church is celebrating the 80th anniversary of the completion of the murals at the parish with a number of activities. Coming up on Saturday, November 22nd, a bus trip to the Castro County Historical Museum in Dimmitt and to the Prisoners of War Camp outside of Hereford will be offered. This starts at 10:30 a.m. Author Joe D. Rogers, who wrote his master's thesis about the camp, will also give a presentation about the camp and a tour of the camp to see the chapel is also scheduled. Lunch will be provided. Now, on Friday, December the 5th, Painted Sanctuary, Italian POWs in the Umbarger community is the theme of a wine and cheese social. That goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the parish hall at St. Mary's Church at 22830 Pondicita Road in Umbarger. Michaela Wegman will be offering a presentation. Artifacts from the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum and Canyon will also be on display. Then the following morning, behind the murals, art making and POW camps will be presented on the St. Mary's Church grounds from 9 until noon. Panhandle Plains Historical Museum is helping parishioners at St. Mary's Church by creating an exhibition that is now on display through Sunday, December 7th in the St. Mary's Parish Hall. Thanks to the Christian Mothers and Men's Group at St. Mary's Church who have graciously offered to assist with all the details. And more volunteers are needed and sponsors are needed for these events. If you need to know more, call St. Mary's Church, 806-499-3531, 806-499-3531. And you can also pre-register for the event, so we've got plenty of food at stmarysumbarger.com. That's stmarysumbarger.com. The Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo offering a day of reconciliation on Wednesday, December 3rd, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The day of reconciliation taking place in conjunction with an Advent mission Sunday, December 7th and Monday, December 8th at St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Lawrence John, JCL, the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral, is hoping to have numerous diocesan priests available throughout the day to hear confessions. Multilingual priests will be available as well, and Father Lawrence is encouraging everyone to join them and take advantage of receiving the sacrament of reconciliation during the Advent season as we prepare ourselves for the Christmas season. For more information, get in touch with the cathedral office during regular business hours, 806-376-7204. Need some help with something, folks? The latest 12-month diocesan calendar covering calendar year 2026 is going to be published in the final issue of the year, the big Christmas issue, the Sunday, December 21st issue of the West Texas Catholic. Now, here's where I need your help, folks. All diocesan, parish, and school organizations are asked to turn in dates for events taking place during calendar year 2026. We use those to form the annual diocesan calendar, which will be also published on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. And we're needing this assistance on all of our diocesan and parish organizations so we can keep an up-to-date calendar, one, during the new fiscal year or calendar year, and hopefully keep conflicts, if any, to a minimum. So how do you help us out? Glad you asked. Calendar information can be sent via email to westtexascatholic@gmail.com. You can fax that information to us, for those of you that prefer that, 806-383-8452. You can mail it to us, P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo, 79117-5644. You can also bring that information to us in person at the Diocesan Pastoral Center during regular business hours, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., we're at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, but we do remind you that the deadline to send information for the 2026 calendar is Thursday, December 4th. And if you need to know more about the diocesan calendar or you'd like to help, please call the Office of Communications. Our telephone number, 806-414-1075, 806-414-1075. And before we take that final break in the program, the 5th Annual Handmade Christmas Craft Show at St. Peter and Paul Church coming up Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. in the Pastoral Center at 915 South Maddox. There's going to be a large selection of vendors to shop with, a concession stand, and door prizes throughout the day. There's no admission fee whatsoever, and everyone's encouraged to join the folks in Dumas and take care of their last-minute Christmas shopping needs. If you need to know more, get in touch with Mary Schwartz via email, Kirsten@KikiLeeStudio.com. I'll spell it out, K-I-R-S-T-O-N at K-I-K-I-Lee Studio.com. And we'll take our final break of the program now. We'll come back. We'll pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we'll talk about the Diaconate Ordination Mass. That's coming up on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. We hope that you will join us for a very beautiful celebration as Bishop Patrick J. Zurich ordains 8 new men for service as permanent deacons here in the Diocese of Amarillo. That and much more as we wrap up episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to St. Carlo Acutis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of St. Carlo Acutis, who embraced his faith with unwavering devotion and used his talent to spread your love in this digital age. As God's influencer, he showed the world that holiness is attainable in everyday life, inspiring young people to seek you with sincerity and joy. May his example remind us that technology can be a tool for evangelization and drawing hearts closer to your divine presence. Lord, we ask for St. Carlo's intercession. May his deep love for the Eucharist, his compassion for the poor, and his dedication to living a life of virtue serve as a beacon of hope for all generations. St. Carlo, pray for us that we may follow your path of humility, kindness, and unwavering trust in God. May we, like you, find joy in the Eucharist and strength in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A very neat thing happening at St. Mary's Cathedral School during this Jubilee 2025 year. It's the Compostela Society. They're lighting the way for a child's Catholic education with the Compostela Society at St. Mary's Cathedral and School. Together, they're building a pathway as so every child, regardless of finances, can receive a faithful, excellent Catholic education at St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo. They are so close to finishing their goals. So close. And that's why they need your help to finish the goal. Your gift today helps close the gap for families in need and strengthens the family parish school for generation. Now, if you need to know more about the Compostela Society at St. Mary's Cathedral School, get in touch with the school itself, 806-376-9112. That's 806-376-9112, and help them finish their funding of the Compostela Society. Their goal is $230,000, and they are so close to hitting that goal. Help them finish the goal for the Compostela Society at St. Mary's Cathedral and School. A word or two about Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center with Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. Joseph's Project provides pregnancy tests, parent education, material assistance, prenatal classes, adoption information, and referrals for expectant parents. And right now, they are really in need of items for the families, like baby wipes, baby shampoo, baby bathtubs, baby bottles, pacifiers, sippy cups, bottle wash brushes, diaper rash cream, breast pumps, diapers, strollers, and car seats. Please drop off the baby supplies with Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle and help out Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center. And if you need to know more about Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center, please call the great people at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, 806-376-4571. That's 806-376-4571. Final segment of episode 741 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo as well. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray our prayer for vocations, for the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. After that, we will pray a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day or even a rosary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life as we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And don't forget to go to AmarilloVocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org, and find out all the answers to all your questions about vocations. It's your one stop online for anything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. And also, we ask that you continue to pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. And also, we ask that you please pray for the eight men and their families discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate that are scheduled to be ordained to the diaconate during a Saturday, December 6th Mass at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll talk about the Mass more in just a minute, but please pray for Gabriel Bermudez of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church here in Amarillo, for Jesus Chacon of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church here in Amarillo. Please pray for Jesus Martinez and Todd Murray, both of San Jose Church in Hereford, for Rudy Munoz of St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa, for Dwayne Rickwartz of St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, for Dr. Kevin Rickwartz of St. Anne's Church in Canyon, and for Martin Ruiz and his wife Margarita of San Jose Church in Hereford. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM and 94.5 FM, KDJW, is brought to you by you. In other words, layman's terms here, this is your Catholic radio station, folks, and because of your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings, you continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 20th year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. If you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, you can go online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and your financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Housekeeping note to take care of. We will have a program next week, and then after that, we will take 2 weeks off. We'll take off the last weekend of November for Thanksgiving, and then we will take off the first weekend in December because of the annual Christmas Share-a-thon here on GRN. We will be back with a brand new program the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. We might do some small form programming during our two-week break. Then again, we might not. We'll let you know about that on our Facebook page. So please, again, program next week, and then we'll take a couple of weeks off with a brand new program coming up the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. We'll have a program the weekend after that. Then we'll take off the weekends for Christmas and Solemnity of Mary and start fresh with new programming the weekend of Friday, January 9th through Sunday, January 11th. Let's wrap up this week's edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version as promised. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich is scheduled to ordain 8 men to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo during a 10 a.m. Mass Saturday, December 6th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Deacon Brian Lewis is coordinator of the diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo, and he points out, and I quote, "A deacon is a wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit to help our church to spread the good news about Jesus Christ. Deacons are ordained clergy belonging to one of three orders of the Sacrament of Holy Orders, which are deacon, permanent and transitional, priest, and bishop. They receive this sacrament when the bishop imposes hands on them at their ordination as they make a promise of obedience to their bishop. As the needs of the diocese dictates, the bishop assigns deacons where they are so needed. The deacon has a threefold ministry of the word, altar, and of charity. In the ministry of the word, deacons engage in evangelism and the teaching mission of the church. The ministry takes place both inside the parish walls and outside in the world. In the ministry of the altar, the deacon assists the priest in Mass, particularly by proclaiming the gospel, leading the intercessions, preparing the altar, and ministering the chalice to the people at communion. Outside of Mass, deacons can preside at baptisms, weddings, funerals, morning and evening prayer, benediction, and give special blessings on varied occasions. And deacons are most responsible and most visible in the parish as they assist the priest at Mass. However, their primary responsibility is the ministry of charity. The deacons care for the poor and forgotten. He is a minister of peace and justice in the community. Deacon means servant. Thus, he is considered an icon of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. With the ordination of these new deacons, the deacon formation class, which began in 2025, well, we now have 37 permanent deacons actively ministering in the Diocese of Amarillo. This will increase to 52, serving 25 parishes. 12 deacons have retired. 33 are deceased, and a number have left the parish and the diocese and are ministering elsewhere. The diaconate has been serving the Diocese of Amarillo since October 1977, when the first class was ordained by Bishop Lawrence M. DeFalco. Additional classes were ordained in 1981, 1988, in 1996 by then Bishop Leroy T. Matheson, in 2001 and 2006 by then Bishop John W. Yonta, and in 2011, 2016, and 2020 by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich. Scheduled to be ordained permanent deacons are Gabriel Bermudez and his wife Antonia of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church here in Amarillo. Also from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, Jesus Chacon and his wife Estella. From San Jose Church in Hereford, Jesus Martinez and his wife Griselda. Todd Murray and his wife Anna. From St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa, Rudy Munoz and his wife Sylvia. From St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, Dwayne Rickwartz and his wife Lupe. From St. Anne's Church in Canyon, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz and his wife Cheryl. And from San Jose Church in Hereford, Martin Ruiz and his wife Margarita. Thumbnail sketches for 7 of the 15 diaconate candidates can be found on pages 8 and 9 in the second section of the newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which will drop as a flock note Monday morning between 6 and 8 o'clock. Now, if you're not able to attend the ordination mass, we plan to broadcast the mass on Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM and 94.5 FM, KTNZ, and on a low-power FM in Castro County near Nazareth at 105.5 FM, KHFN LP, beginning at 9:55. The mass will also be streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website. And congratulations to these men. We look forward to their ministry as deacons here in the Diocese of Amarillo. And we can't emphasize enough to keep up with the latest diocesan news at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org and find out more about the Desmond County Children's Business Fair on Saturday, December 6th, the Big St. Hyacinth's Christmas Gala also on Saturday, December 6th, and the Our Lady of Guadalupe celebration taking place on Sunday, December 7th at St. Mary's Cathedral. That does it for another program. Have yourself a great week and weekend. Remember, abortion is not health care. Viva Cristo Rey.